B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, we're excited to see playoff hockey become relevant again in this town at some point and have logical expectations and fun. And we're proud and we want to welcome in the new coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, John Tortorella, who joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline this morning. Coach, we appreciate you making time for us this morning. And welcome to Philadelphia, though. You seem to know this town pretty well from your travels in the NHL.
Yeah, we've been through there a few times. And, yeah, great city, great sports town. Looking forward to get to work there and try to get things worked out with the hockey club.
And I wanted to get a couple things right off the bat with you, Coach, is that there were so many high-profile names that are out there this year. I don't think there's ever been a year where more guys with fantastic resumes like yours were available to be hired by franchises. What do you feel about your past and your resume that made the Flyers say, John Tortorella's our guy?
Well, I don't know. I think that's probably a question for Chuck. I just went in there and I was honest with them as far as what how I go about my business. They asked me how I do my teaching. They asked me about my philosophy regarding, especially with today's athlete. It's a different athlete than back in the day. And we had it was an extensive process with Chuck and some really good people, really good friends of mine. A lot of those coaches are friends of mine. And we just had an understanding. And, you know, the number one thing for me is I'm going to be upfront with the players. We're going to look to be a team that's going to be hard to play against. I think Philly has lost that a little bit. And I'm not going to get into a whole list of topics how we're going to do it, but we're going to get back at it here and try to push them in the right direction.
You feel you were a different coach in Columbus than you were in Tampa? And do you think when you say that the athletes today are changing, it's a different athlete, can you take us behind the curtain a little bit on that?
Yeah, it's an athlete where, you know, they want to be part of the decision making. They want to be able to communicate more with the coach, with the general manager. It's a younger athlete in our game. And so, yeah, you guys have followed sports in any sport. I think it's athletes go in cycles of who they are, how you have to treat them. I think it's important as a coach. It's our job. We need to adapt a little bit to them. And, you know, and I say that very carefully because it you still have to hold your principles. You still have to hold your concept about how you go about it as a coach. But you also have to respect the athlete and let them feel part of it. And I think that's where it's at today. I really do. And some of it I agree with, some of it I don't. And we'll have discussions along the way as we get into those experiences when I'm coaching them.
John, you've had some really good goaltenders in your coaching career. You had Javi Bullen in Tampa Bay. You had Henrik Lundqvist in New York. You had Sergei Bobrovsky in Columbus. What do you think Carter Hart needs to do to reach their level?
Well, I think it's what we need to do to help Carter right now. And that's not getting him off the hook by any means. Again, I haven't watched him play a whole bunch. I've read on him. I have certainly dug in for some more information on him as I was named the coach. Him and I crossed some calls yesterday in text. And I'd like to sit down and talk with him. But he's a 23-year-old kid. Really in a city that the goaltending has been a topic quite a bit over the years in Philly. I think there's a certain amount of different pressure on that goaltending position in Philly, and I think we need to help them. I think as far as our coverages, our at least our concentration playing away from the puck needs to be better to allow him to get his feet wet in the league. And then we'll see what he is. And certainly not taking any onus off of him as far as what he needs to be. He comes highly touted. I hear he's a terrific kid. I'm anxious to sit face-to-face with him, talk with him, and see what he's about.
New Flyers coach John Tortorella joining us on the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. Coach, I loved the answer you gave the other day, and you were talking, you know, with the media via Zoom. And you said, I'm not afraid of what people are saying about this team. I get what's out there. Some of the predictions, some of the thoughts. what's the process with us? It just fuels me. So what specifically are you hearing about what people think about where the Flyers are right now? And what do you think you can do to be able to help address those? Because there's really are low expectations. I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't help. I mean, I don't go searching and reading all this stuff, but you can't help but hear it when I was going through the process of what people are thinking about the organization. And this is an organization that I said, and I'm very honest about it, that I have truly respected over the years as I've gone in there and played with different teams and how they've gone about the business. I get it, and I'm honest about it. I'm not going to hide from it. It's been a little lost. I think it needs some direction. I think that's why Chuck is in this process. And that's certainly not a criticism on Michael Yeo, Elaine, and the coaches that have gone through there. Everybody has to give some here as far as what's where the organization is right now and how it's perceived.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So I guys, I don't want to get caught up in all that, all the noise around us. I think that's a really important note for us as we start camp, when we get going here, is block out the noise and let's make a difference. Let's try to turn the noise around in the proper direction by how we go about our business.
I think that should be your t-shirt, Coach. Your training camp t-shirt. Block out the noise.
Well, I got a few of them already in my mind as far as camp guys.
There you go.
John, the message that the fan base has gotten from Chuck and ownership has kind of been excuse-making a little bit. We're one or two players away. We've dealt with injuries. When you look at this roster, though, do you think the team is actually one or two players away, or is this more of a rebuild?
Yeah, like I said the other day, rebuild, there's a lot of new language, I guess. I know I'm a little old school and I like the old language, but the retool, the rebuild, or whatever you talk about, I'm not going to get involved in it. Like I told Chuck, I said, I don't want you to give me a bunch of information about the players. It's important that I see it when I start camp with them. They're going to go through a number of different mental exercises, physical exercises that's going to test them and see what they are. And I need to make my own, give my own thoughts in my head as far as what these guys are about. But listen, I think Chuck, I believe Chuck has been pretty honest about there's some work to do here. There's some work to do with the talent level of the club. But more importantly, the thing that I control is the attitude of the club, the effort of the club. The hardness of the club. I think Chuck is going to try to find a way. It doesn't happen overnight. I'm not going to say that. But my part of it, we're going to attack it right away as far as how we present ourselves. And, you know, I'm going to test people. And they're going to be tested when they don't even know they're being tested. I'm going to watch people when they don't even know they're being watched. And then we got to figure out what are the best guys to come on the bus with us. And there's going to be some situations where maybe we have to look by some guys and try someone else. And that's my situation. And I'll allow Chuck to get about his situation as far as bringing in or trading or free agency as we get to it.
And John, as you examine the entire thing, going through the entire process, and as you just mentioned, laying everything out, what Chuck Fletcher has to do and blocking out noise, et cetera, what was it, though, that made this job so intriguing for you to make the decision that this was the one for you at this time?
Yeah, you know, I you know, for me, and I said it the other day, and I'm not trying to be corny here, but it's Philadelphia. And I'd gone in there with teams. I mean, we had a war back in 04, and I know it's a while back, and I know the game's changed with all the new rules. But going in there, The rinks there, the football stadiums there, they're right on top of one another. That road that houses those teams, the baseball team across the street. It's just such a great sports town. And listen, there are going to be people pissed off at me for a number of weeks during the season. There are going to be people that may be happy with me during a number of weeks of the season. Bring it on. I mean, that's what I love about that area. They're not afraid to voice their opinion. They're great sports fans. It's a great sports town. And at my stage of my career, I want to whack at that. I want to be involved in that pressure and that type of accountability that city brings to people.
You like sports talk radio, Coach, or not?
No, I don't.
Be honest with me. Now, listen, though.
He
said no.
I'm just going to say it to you, though, is that I've heard a lot of coaches say that to me over the years. And then I'll cross paths with them, and they can recite chapter and verse stuff that's being said about the team or them on sports talk radio. So are you a guy who truly tunes it out? Because we'd love to have you visit with us and stuff, which is
no. And I'll absolutely, I'm in. I say that kind of tongue in cheek. I'm not going to be hanging around with you guys a whole bunch, but I get it. And that's part of it. That's part of my responsibility. And quite honestly, guys, it's a way for me to try to give you a little bit of information as far as what's going on. But you know, a lot of people, you know, the pundits and everything around, and it's part of the game. They make some quick judgments on people and maybe some false judgments. I can give you some of that information without crossing the line about, you know, the information in our locker room. I think that's important that I do that. And especially in this situation in Philly where there's a lot of things being said, and hopefully we're going to try to fix this along the way, and I'll help you along the way. But, Listen, I'm not a guy that turns on the radio when I get up in the morning and drive to the rink. I'm not listening to a sports talk show. But I want a relationship with you.
Good.
Because it helps the team, too. So we can have a conversation. So maybe you'll get the right information from me on a certain subject versus what they're saying out there.
That's a great answer. That is a great answer, and you will always be welcome with us. And we look forward to catching up with you and getting to meet in person. Training camp will be here before you know it. Enjoy your summer and get amped up. We're looking forward to Flyers hockey in the fall, Coach.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
There you go. Coach John Tortorella joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, where every day in business is a big day. Our friends at Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.